Okay, Rabos, I hope all is well. Today we are learning Dov Metzia Daf Mem Aleph, and we're here at the Mishnah on Mem Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah right at the bottom. A mafkid chavis eitzel chaver, a person deposits and leaves a chavis, a barrel of something, right, with his friend. V'lo yachdu la bailim mokom. And they didn't say you should leave it in, you know, your closet, your basement, your whatever. They didn't put a place for it. And then v'tiltel av nishbara, the shomer then moves it and it breaks. So imitochi yado nishbara, if it broke because he dropped it, so then if it was latzarcho, if it was for his purposes, meaning he was moving it for his own, he wanted to step on it or whatever, use it as a ladder or whatever, so then he's going to be chayev. But latzarcho, but if he was moving it for the purpose of the barrel, he needed to move it out of the way for some reason, nervous is going to get ruined or whatever, okay, so then he's going to be potter. Imishanicha nishbara, but if after he put it down, it broke afterwards, so then ben latzarcho potter, right, regardless of why he moved it, right, he's going to be potter. If, however, they said, here's my barrel, leave it in your basement, right, in the corner, and then he moved it and it broke, so that regardless of the reason, regardless of whether it broke when he was holding it or when he after he put it down, if it was Litzorcho, if it was for his purposes, then he's going to be Chayiv, but if it's for the barrel's purposes, then he's going to be Potter. So the Gemara says, one second, how money, whose shita is this? Now the Gemara is assuming, right, that when the guy puts the item back, it's when he took it for his own purposes, yeah, so that means he stole it. And when he put it back, right, that's the chora, that's as if he returned it to the owner, right? Now, obviously, the owner has no idea what's going on, right? It's in the guy's house. Right, so lechora, right, this is a scenario where a guy steals something. It's just like you steal the guy's car, I don't know, whatever. Right, you steal a guy's watch, and then you can break back into his house and you put it back, right, on his dresser where you took it from. So is that enough of a returning? And that is a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael, right, and Rabbi Akiva as to whether you need to tell the guy you stole from, right, that you returned his item to him. So the Gemara says that Hamani Rabbi Shmuel. This seems to be that our Mishnah seems to be like Rabbi Shmuel. The Damar who says Lo Bina Despailim, who says you don't need, right, to tell the owners that you returned their object right after you stole it. The Tanya's willing to buy. Going to tell him an Eider Veselim and Akis. Let's say you steal a sheep from a flock, or you steal a stone. Sela means a stone, but a sela is a coin, right? A piece of some money from a wallet. Lamakam Shaganov Yachzir. If you mean to the place where you stole it from, you return it. That's all you need to do. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says, "Tzarech das bailim." You need to tell him, right? The guy has to know about it. So the Gemara says, "Well, Rabbi Shmuel, my iria lo yichdu." Right? Why should it matter, right, that he set aside a place for it? A filu yichdu nami, right? Even right, if he did put a place there, he should still be potter, right? That, you know, if he took it and he put it back, right? If the owner said, "Leave it in your basement," you put it back. So the Gemara says, "You're right." Lo mi baya kamar. Really, what the Mishnah was saying was, "Lo mi baya." I mean, you don't even need to tell me. Lo mi baya. You don't even tell me that when he told him to put it in a specific place, right, then he returns it after moving it, right, obviously, right, that's totally fine. The Makomahu, right, you're putting it back to the place where the guy told you to put it. But even if he didn't give him a place, the Lav Makomahu, right, and when you put it back, right, it's not in the place, Lechora, right, where it was, right, but that's okay, and it's not in its proper place, but still, Lo Bina Despailim, still Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't actually have to tell him. Ema Sefer, but one second, hold on, the second part of the Braisa seems to go exactly against that. That Yachdu La Bailim Machom, if they told him to put it in a specific place, but told the Vanishbra, you took it and it broke, and you took it, and you moved it, and then it broke. Bein Mitoch Yadu, Bein Mishenicha, Letzarcho Chayiv, Letzarcho Pater, right, regardless of whether it broke when you were holding it or after you put it back down, right, if you used it, if you moved it for your own purposes, so then you're going to be chayiv. If you moved it for its purposes, right, then you're going to be potter. Right, and then what's the mission saying? The mission saying is that if you took it for your own purposes, right, you're chayiv even after you put it back. Right, that's against what we just said. Right, that if you put it back without telling him, that should be fine. You're going to be potter. Right, so the Gemara says, "Sir, the Rabbi Akiva." Sure enough, yeah, this is reflecting Rabbi Akiva. Shita Damar Bina Despailim, who says you do need to tell the guy, and even if you put it back in its own place, right, you're still going to be chayiv. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Akiva, my iri yachdu." Well, if it's Rabbi Akiva's shita, who cares, or that you put it back, right, in the place where the, it's only a scenario where the guy told you to put it in a certain place. Even if you didn't tell you to put it in the basement, let's say, you should still be chayv, because you didn't call him and tell him you put it back. So Gemara says, you're right. Right? You don't even need to tell me that if you didn't set up a specific place, that since it's not back in a specific place, so you have to tell the guy about it, obviously. Right? But even if the guy said, put it in the basement, and you returned it to the basement, to the corner of the basement, and that's the place where he told you to put it, still be nandas bailim, still you need to call him, right, and tell him. Good. So Gemara says, one second. But Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, who's safe Rabbi Kiva? You tell me that the first part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael, and the second part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, in. Yep, sure. Yeah, sure it is. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan says, mind the tagging Melia Chavis, Ali B'dechad Tana, right? Movilna Mana Basre, Levei Mesusa. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan said, basically, what he, as you can see from the phrase, right, well, implying that this is a split Mishnah, because Rabbi Yochanan said, but anybody who explains this Mishnah, Ali B'dechad Tana, Ali B'dechad Tana, to Chatana, according to one opinion, right, I'll carry his stuff to the bathhouse, meaning I'll treat him as my Rebbe, right? Because the Chor, he assumed the only way to understand this Mishnah is that if the first part is Rabbi Yochanan, the second part is Rabbi Kiva. Now we're going to have some Amoraim who actually did, in fact, try to understand that the entire Mishnah, right, is one mandamar. Targum Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kamei de Rav. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba explained the Mishnah in front of Rav that when it says he took him for his own purposes, that's Shanat La Amanas La Gozla, right? That when he took it in order to La Gozla, to steal it, to steal all of it, as you'll see in a second, that's important. And Targum Rabbi Nasan Bar Abba Kamei de Rav, Shanat La Amanas La Shloch Bayad. When it says he took him Latzorchal, right, for his own purpose, it means that in order to the Shloch Bayad, mean to use it. Now, the Shloch Yad means to literally means to extend your hand. So that's a phrase that Rashi explains over here. That means you weren't going to steal all of it; you were just going to steal some of it, right? Our school translates that as misappropriate. Okay, whatever. But the long story short, you're not stealing all of it, but you're only stealing some of it. And what's the difference? So the difference in Afkamina would be that if you have an intention to steal part of it, so you only chayev right for that part. Right? But meaning if you're shalech yad, though, if you use it, just to use, ironically, if you're used to shalech yad, so then you're going to be chayev for the entire thing. I mean, that for shlichus yad, you're going to be chayev for ones, right? So even for an ones, even though you're only taking it for some of it, you're still, in that case, you're going to be chayev for onsen. So Gemara says, "My come the figure. What are you? What's the machlokas over here? Meaning, why would Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba versus Rabbi Nasan Bar Abba, right? The Chor of their brothers, right? What are they arguing about? It could be that the machlokas is b'shlichas yad tzricha chisaron. The question is, are you going to be chayav for shlichas yad, right? If you don't have anything missing from the item in question, meaning if you used it." Right, again, are you going to be chayiv right away if you used it as a ladder? Is that shlichus yad, right? Just to step on it and put it back, and there's no damage done to the item, or do you actually have to take, scoop out some of the wine or whatever it is, whatever's in the barrel, right, for you to be chayiv? According to the one who says the cases in the Mishnah is that he stole it, holds that for shlichus yad, right, to be chayiv for shlichus yad, you need to have some sort of loss. And here in our Mishnah, but there is no loss, right? So therefore, it's not talking about a case of shlichus yad. The one who says that Rabbi Nosson, who says that he was shlichus yad, he holds that to be chayiv for shlichus yad, you don't actually have to use up any of the item. So again, we're going to explain. We haven't really explained exactly what's going on over here, right? How do they hold this all under cover at Rabbi Kiva, or is it all the coin Rabbi Yishmael? But first, we have, again, that's why this stuff is a little confusing. But first, we have Akasha from Rav Sheshes. Maskevila Rav Sheshes, right? Midi not lakatani, right? Tilt lakatani, right? The Mishnah doesn't say they took it and to use it. It just means that they moved it, right? The Chore needed to roll it out of the way to check for chametz or whatever it is, right? They moved it out of the way. So Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, the case is, the case was, he used to move the barrel, right, just to use, to get some birds, again, just to step, like we said, like a ladder, right, just to step on it and get some birds from high up, right, and from wherever, I guess, wherever they were being kept. And therefore, what Rabbi Sheshes is really holding is that someone who borrows something without asking, right, very nafkamina, right, and for nowadays, right, is that really true? Right, people borrow stuff all the time, right, without asking the owner. Nowadays, it's easier with a phone call, but, you know, if you're in a base measure, you should take a pen, right, that's not even borrowing, right, that's already... You're using some of the ink, but let's say you borrow someone's safer, other stuff. Okay, there are lachos about this, right? Maybe it's safer as a mitzvah, and that's okay, right? Everybody's happy for you to do a mitzvah. Okay, right? Whatever. But shol shalom yidas, gazlan havi, right? That if you borrow something without asking the guy, it's a corner of sheshes, you're a ganav. So, vakula, now, according to everybody, right? What they're trying to say is, when they explain the Mishnah like this, is that kula the Rabbi Yishmael. Really, we're saying that all of it, right, is Rabbi Yishmael. So the first, right, the Reisha works out. What about the Seifa? Rabbi said that you're going to be, again, we said that like Rabbi Akiva, that you're going to be Chayiv even after you put it back. So that case is, or you put it in a different place, right, and therefore, you're not doing it, you're not giving it back, right, you know, to the guy, to the place where he was supposed to. Okay, for Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't fathom, right, saying that the Mishnah was one opinion, and yet here we have three possibilities. So what was Rabbi Yochanan thinking? So it's hinicha b'makom shemashma, b'mkoma mashma. So the Mishnah says hinicha, right, he put it back, but that implies, it's according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he put it back to the place where it was appropriate. So you can't tell me that's entirely Rabbi Shmuel, because again, the only way you could say that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel is if he put it in a place which is not its actual, which its original intended place. Okay, fine. Now, so let's go back. We're going to talk about this a little bit. My shlichas yad, do you need to have damaged and used some of the item to be chayav for shlichas yad? Right? If you use some sort of item, if you, let's say, in our case, a shomer takes a pikadon, right? It takes the barrel and uses it for something. Is he going to be chayav for that? Meaning, is he obligated to pay it back or whatever? Obviously, if he has the item there, he can just give it back. But if something happens to it, really, is the kasha, right? Are you going to be chayav right away or not? Right? Unless, or is it only once you kind of depreciate and use some of the item in question? So Itmar, Rav Levi, Machlokas Rav Levi. Chad Amar Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chisaron, Chad Amar Shlichas Yad Einat Tzricha Chisaron, right? It's a Machlokas Rav Levi. This time the Rav, who the Amar Shlichas Yad Einat Tzricha Chisaron, it seems like Rav is the one who says that Shlichas Yad can be chayiv, but even if you don't, right, to have some sort of chisaron, some sort of loss in the item. The Tanya of the Nerbai. So Roash Haya Roa Edro, kind of shepherd's chilling out, watching the sheep. Vahiniach Edro Balayir. Not a very good shepherd. Right, he leaves everybody, right, where it is and goes to town. Right, he goes to get a drink or I don't know, whatever. Ubaz Evatarif Uba Arivadaras. And then, sure enough, right, he comes back and he sees that there's been a lion or a wolf that took a sheep. So Potter, he's going to be Potter. Right, as Rashi explains, that's an onus. Right, that's a straight up onus. There's nothing you can do about that, even if he was standing there. Right, then you're going to be puzzled for that. But he niach maklo. But if he put his stick, the tarmilo, right, or his wallet or his pouch, right, aleh on that sheep, right. So then chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv, as we'll see in a second. Right, is it still there? Did he, you know, stop it from running away? Okay, the Gemara will explain. But if he used the animal in any way, right, let's say as a carrier for his stuff, so then he's going to be chayiv because that's shlichus yad. We had explained. We understand what? I don't understand. We had explained. What are you talking about? Mishum dehniach maklo v'tarmilo olav chayiv. Just because you put your money pouch, right, and your stick or whatever, or lean the stick on the sheep. Apparently he didn't mind. He was eating whatever. Right? That makes you chayiv. Hashaklinu. What do you mean? He probably took them back. Right? He went to town. How did he pay for his beer? How did he get there? He took his walking stick with him. Right? Lechora. It goes Amarav Nachon. Sure enough, so Amarav Nachon Bar Abba Baravu Amarav. Right? As you might imagine. Right? Beodan Aleah. He says, what? How do you know? It doesn't say that he took it with him. It could be that it was still on the sheep. Right? So, you know, they never. He used the sheep for his, you know, as a stand, and he never returned the sheep because they were still there, and then the sheep got hurt, right? It got taken, so therefore he's chayiv and owns him, and then he has to pay. The Gemara says, "V'chiyodan alem ayavi halo mashcha." But Gemara says, "One second, but he didn't use a mashicha; he didn't use a kinyan." Right? Again, when you tell me that he shlichas yad, right? He used the item, he used the animal. He didn't do a kinyan on it, right? He didn't own it; he didn't take it, right? It's not his. Okay, so if let's say there's a barrel, yeah, barrel in my basement, and I lean my stick on it, is that called using the item? It hasn't moved. I haven't done a kinyan. I haven't acquired it at all. I just left a vacuum leaning on it. Like, well, why is that a big deal? So I'm Rav Shmuel. It's nothing halachic. So I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav. Yeah, Shei Kisha B'Mako. Right, he hit it. He hit it with a stick. V'rasa L'fanav and ran in front of him. Right, and that's actually one of the ways to do a kinyan on an animal. So lechora, right, since it, once he hit it with the stick, so at that point, right, dead already, that was the kinyan. I have lo chasra, and this is exactly the point that we're trying to make, and the sheep has not lost anything, meaning, yes, the lion ate it and it's gone, but the guy, when he used it for a stand for his stick or his wallet or for his pouch, right, that doesn't cause any loss in the sheep. Apparently we see that Rav holds, or Rav is the one who holds, right, Rav and Levi, Rav is the one who holds that if to be chayav for shlichas yad, you don't actually have to cause some sort of loss and use up some of the item. So the Gemara says, no, the case is not that you hit it, shekisha, but hechisha, when you made it weaker. Right, and then obviously it makes sense why it got eaten. But you made it weaker when you hit it, and dekanami, and that makes a lot of sense in the language. Dekatani, because it says sheikisha b'makel, right? Again, that it says that if he hit it with the stick, again, a stick is specific, right? So you hit it, right? That causes some sort of wound, some sort of injury. So therefore, shmamina, we see that the opposite actually, that Rav is the one who holds that shlichas yad tzricha chisaron, that there is a loss, right? In the item, you're going to be chayav for shlichas yad. Umid Rav savor shlichas yad tzricha chisaron, Levi savor shlichas yad ainat tzricha chisaron. Okay, fine. So basically, right? Obviously, Levi is the one, therefore, who holds that you don't need to have some sort of chisaron. My time to Levi. What's Levi's logic? That shlichas yad does not require some sort of loss in the item. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Nardai, Nehorai. Mishuna shlichos yad hamura b'shomer socher. Because when we talk about the shlichos yad by shomer socher, but that's different mishlichos yad hamura b'shomer chinam than the shlichos yad that is mentioned by shomer chinam. The pasuk says it twice in the lo shalach yadov b'malachas marehu, once about a shomer chinam, once about a shomer socher. Right, so it's different, right, by the shomer chinam. Well, I guess the Shomer Socher as to the Shomer Chinam, right? Meaning, we'll see in a second what that means. Just very quickly, Vani Omer, right? Eino Mishuna. But Rabbi Yochanan obviously says, Rabbi Yochanan is explaining Rabbi Levi's Pshita, Levi's Pshat, but he holds, right, that it's not actually any different. So what does that mean? So my Mishuna, what do you mean, right, that it's different when you say Shlichas Yad by Shomer Socher as opposed to Shomer Chinam? Right, so lo tiyam Shlichas Yad by Shomer Socher, but tasting Shomer Chinam, because you didn't need to mention Shlichas Yad by Shomer Socher, and we would have understood that since you mentioned by Shomer Chinam, right, you're also Chayev in that case as well. Right, in my Shomer Chinam, Shapater B'Gneva Aveda Shalach by Yad Chayev, in the case by Shomer Baruch Shomer Chinam, who's going to be Potter, is only Bechayev in Pshia, right? He's Potter, right, in Geneva Veda. But if he used it, if he, right, then he, not Poshea, but if I guess it's Shlichos Yad, if he actually used the item, then he's going to be Chayev. So certainly Shomer Socher is Chayev, but Geneva Veda, Lekol Shekein. Certainly if you're Chayev in Geneva Veda, right, by Shomer Socher, obviously if you use it, you're going to be chayef. Therefore, lamai hilchos aksivin rachmana. Therefore, what does the Torah tell me that you're chayef? Lo me lecha shlichas yad ein tzricha chisaron. It must be that it's teaching me that shlichas yad does not require any chisaron. And if there's any shlichas yad whatsoever, or you're going to be chayef. Fani omer, but I say, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says, ein mishuna. No, it's not any different whatsoever. And Rabbi Elazar, damar da v'da akasi. And according to Rabbi Elazar says that both of them, right, are the same. My David Achas, what does that mean? Right, what do you mean? Right, you can learn with the Kal v'Chomer. Right, why do you assume that you need both of those halachos to teach me the same halacha by both those cases? Because Mishum Dikel Mifrach, because you could have asked a kasha on that Kal v'Chomer. Right, Mal Shomer Socher, Mal Shomer Chinam, Shekem Mishalim Tashun Kefil, B'Tamai Tanis Ganef. Shomer Chinam has a scenario where the Shomer can claim that it was stolen, and then it turns out, right, that he was lying, and then it can be. Then he has to pay kefil. Right? Because what happens? Shomer Chinam is potter in game of Aveda. So he says, oh, you know, it was stolen. Okay, so he's potter. Then it turns out that he's the one who stole it. So sure enough, Edom Karim based on, so then he's going to be chayiv kefil. Right? That's not possible by Shomer Socher, because the Shomer Socher, the second it's stolen, right, he has to pay for it. Right? There's no way for him to get out of it. And therefore, he's not going to be chayiv kefil. So Gemara says, that's how you could get rid of, right, that Kal v'Chomer. So Gemara says, Umando lo parich. It couldn't be, who is it? Levi. What is Rabbi Yochanan explaining Levi's pshat? So what would he say? So karna below shvua, adifak mikvela b'shvua. Well, what do you mean? What the whole deal is that the shomer socher has to pay b'gnevi ve'aveda, right? That's more chomer, right? That's more adifa. That's better or greater, right? Yeah, or more powerful than the fact that he has, that the shomer chinam would have to pay kefel, right? If he would lie about it and then get caught in the act. Okay, so therefore he assumes that the Shomer Socher, right, is more machmir, and therefore that doesn't knock out the Kal v'Chomer. Okay. Now, Rava Amar, Lo Tamar Shlichu Zad, Lo B'Shomer Chinam, V'Lo B'Shomer Sachar, V'Teisim Mishol. I don't understand. Why do you need to even mention Shlichu Zad by those cases? You could just learn it out from a Shoal. A Shoal, again, a Shoal is Chayiv in almost, a borrower is Chayiv in almost everything. Right? Uma Shoal Del Das Bailem Ka'aved Shalach Bayad Chayiv. Right? A Shoal is doing, right, with the Das Bailem, right? He's doing, the guy lent him the item. So the guy says, you can, by all means, go for it. Use it. And then if Shalach Bayad, right, if in the second he uses it, right, then he's chayav for everything, right? He's chayav for all of it. So therefore, shomer chinam, shomer sachar, right? That lo kol shekein is certainly shomer chinam, shomer sachar, right? Who are not allowed to use the item, right? That because the vaylim is not happy when they use the item. They didn't tell them that they should have item. Certainly, they're going to be chayav. So Gemara says, and therefore, lama namar. Therefore, why do you need to tell me the halachas of shlichus yad by those two? So chada, the first drasha is lama lachas shlichus yad in shlichus chisaron, teaches me that shlichus yad does not require chisaron. Does not require a loss, and you're still chayif. V'idach, and the other one says, Shalom tomar, dayo lovo min hadin, leos benidon, kenidon. You shouldn't say the principle of dayo. Usually we say the principle of dayo basically means that you can't have the law that you're learning, the halakha that you're learning, be more stringent than the other one. Meaning, what would that mean over here? That would tell me that mashal, the bailim potter, Mashal b'baylim putter, that a shoel, a borrower, right, has a special ptur, has a special halacha of baal of imo, that if the owner is there, right, if you're borrowing my car, yeah, but the owner is in the car with you, so if you damage the item, well, it may not be a great example by a car because the owner can't control. Oh, whatever. Anyway, if the owner is there by with you at the time of the damage, right, so then the guy is going to be potter. That's a special pasuk says baal of imo, right? Is not going to be chayiv. So you might have thought that afshar mechinah afshar mesachar baal of imo potter. You might have thought that applies as well. So that this extra pasuk is teaching me that it is not true. Meaning that you shouldn't say that. So the Gemara says, "Umanda mashlichus yad shlichusaron to honey tray shlichus yad shlichus yad lamali." Okay, so but we did see that according to Rav, that shlichus yad is shlichusaron, right? Again, we're using these psukim to tell me one of them teaches me shlichus yad is not needed to chisaron. According to the one who says shlichus yad does require chisaron, you're only going to be chayiv if there's some sort of loss in the object. So what do you do with the psukim? So chad shalot tomar dayo levos levom nadin leos kinidon. Okay, so the one drasha teaches me what we were just explaining a second ago. V'iduk, and the other one, the Kedetanya, for the following. Pazik says, right, the curve Balabais Elohim, right, Lishvua, right, that the Balabais, right, takes the, right, the Shomer Chinam, right, to make sure he takes a Shvua, and therefore, again, if he took some sort of Shvua, right, then he has to pay Kefal. So basically, the other Joshua teaches me that he's chayav to get Kefal, right, that it went after if he swears falsely that the item was lost, right, then he has to pay, and then they catch him on it, he's going to end up paying Kefal. So I tell him the Shvua, oh, in El Ladin. Maybe, right, you tell me that he needs to make a Shvua, maybe it just means he has to come to Beis Din. How do you know, again, that the Pazik is teaching me that he has to take a Shvua? Because you mentioned it twice, right, by Shomer Sachar, by Shomer Chinam, and Malahalom B'Shvua, just like by Shomer Sachar, he has to take a Shvua, right? Again, that pasuk is very clear because the pasuk says Beferish, right? Shvua is Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneihem, but he has to take a Shvua, right? If not, that's not if he claims if it was stolen. That's if he claims that he doesn't have to pay for it, right? It was an onus or whatever. So too over here, so by Shomer Chinam. That's by Shomer Sachar, right? So by Shomer Chinam, where he's also claiming that it was stolen or whatever, he also has to take a Shvua, and that's what that extra pasuk is coming to teach me. Okay, we'll go right in the Halei Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.